never mind. There is none. There is none. There is no other God who knows. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. No other God who never died. There is no other God who lives and never died. There is no you believe what you just sang. I know that the Bible says, for he has given him a name which is far above all names, far above every principality, every power, and every name that is to be named, whether on earth beneath or heaven above. For at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. If you believe that, raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Say it with confidence and say it with a military and commanding tone. You giants roaming around on my promised land. Can you shout this loud and clear? Your time is up. Down. In the name of Jesus, be with the giants that have been roaming around. Marabosopoka. Narraboko sempendeke yaboshenta. Deal with the giants. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this morning. And we praise your holy name for bringing us here by your power. We are again in your presence. We have no other God beside you. And your word says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. We come before you here today. Let there be no one who will go away from your presence here without a testimony. In the name of Jesus. This morning, open our understanding. Minister to our hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you as you take our Bibles. This morning, before we go into our 70 days prayer program, we're looking at what I call the fainting spirits. The fainting spirits. The fainting spirits. And that's going to take us into some scriptures very quickly. And you will do well to pay attention to this message. There are thousands and thousands of believers who take 4 steps forward, 5 steps backward. They do praying, they do cancellation of prayers. Then they get nowhere and they get worried. There is a particular group of spirits called the fainting spirits. And the fainting spirit has no respect for anyone who permits them to operate. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 has this to say. If thou faint in the day of adversity, you have only one problem. Thy strength is small. Sisters, have you found that passage? Can the sister read it loud and clear? Is that the loudest the sisters can read it? Brothers, read this verse loud and clear. On that verse alone, there are almost 50 messages hidden there. But let's pick just one or two lessons. Number one is telling us that it is a day called the day of adversity. There is a day called the day of adversity. You can't run away from it. Number two is saying that in that day of adversity, there is a possibility that you could become weak. A person can faint in the day of adversity. Number three is saying that those who faint in the day of adversity, the problem is that we may look at them as being strong, but really, they are very weak inside. This is one of a few lessons you can pick from this passage. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 9. Are we there? It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You can see the words of a man who has refused to faint. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I read it again. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. The voice of a man who refuses to faint. Remember the first passage. If thou faint in the day of adversity, you have a little problem. Your strength is small. Your strength is small. It is a tragedy to faint in the day of adversity. Now look at Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Look at what Jesus said, Luke chapter 18, Luke 18, 1. Please follow this passage very well. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. So he has put fainting as the opposite of prayer. That is, one of the signs of fainting is prayerlessness. So he says, if you faint, you will not be able to pray. Fainting is an enemy of prayer. Then it becomes a vicious circle. Here is the problem. You can only address it by prayer. But that prayer, you are not doing it. And so the problem continues. And so the circle goes on. Fainting is so powerful, it can put a stop to prayer. Now in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And listen to what this one says too. Galatians 6, 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap. On one condition, if we faint not. And let us not be weary in well-doing. So being weary is part of the children of faintingness. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. That is, if the fainting spirit is upon your life, when it is time for you to reap the benefit of all the prayer, the benefit of all the hard work, the benefit of your Bible study, you gain nothing. Because you are already fainting. Now let's go to this popular passage. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 31. Isaiah 40. Let's begin from verse 28. Isaiah 40 from verse 28. Hast thou not know? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Look at verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might increases strength. Even the youths shall faint. The fainting spirit has no respect for your age, and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Now look at the wonderful verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they are the ones who will walk and not faint. Bow down your heads, beloved. The first thing I'd like you to do this morning before I go further is for you to confess any sin of faintiness in your spirit to the Lord. Because I don't want you to come to this particular service and go home empty. Quietly talk to the Lord yourself. Those periods where you have not trusted the Lord enough, and those periods where you have allowed the enemy to take over your soul, talk to the Lord about it now. Amen. Now, when we say faint, what do we mean by fainting? Before I now begin to identify these spirits one by one. To faint is to lose consciousness. Lose consciousness of your spiritual environment. Lose consciousness of your physical environment. To faint is to be weak, extreme weakness. To faint is to lack clarity, to lack brightness. To faint is to lack loudness. When something is supposed to be loud and then your voice is now fainting. To faint is to lack distinctiveness. As it is not distinct again. To faint is to lack strength and vigor. To faint is to make feeble efforts. To faint is to become dim and dull and obscure. To faint is to be exhausted, to be fatigued. To faint is to lack enthusiasm. To faint is like someone goes into a spiritual coma. To faint is to become discouraged, dismayed, distressed and disturbed. To faint is to become frightened. Or you are being intimidated and rattled. That's what you mean by fainting. But the Bible says, if you exercise any of these things in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Now listen, beloved. There is no school. There is no university. There is no education like the school of adversity. When you begin to watch a person in the time of adversity, you discover what kind of person they are. And whether we like it or not, adversity will come upon every man. And whether we like it or not, beloved, you cannot run away from adversity. You can't run away from trouble. There is no place you run that adversity cannot catch you up. Even if you say you are running away from problems, I want to run away from my problem. I'm leaving Nigeria, I'm checking out. Immediately you pack your bags, your adversity enters into your bag. And when you arrive at where you are going to come out and say, well, I'm see here. All preachers or anyone telling you that you can live a trouble-free life is being fraudulent. Are you here this morning? You are going through some problems. I congratulate you. It shows that you are somehow important. Because if your life is of no consequence to the enemy will not attack you. What's the use in attacking a useless person who has no impact on your life? The fact that you are still under one form of attack or the other, you should be congratulated. It means you are important. But when the enemy leaves you alone, because of course he has captured you already. Whether we like it or not, the day of adversity and trouble will come upon every man at some point in their lives. The only place where there is trouble-free life is in the cemetery, and that is even if you know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, when you die, your problem just starts again. When adversity faces a man, it can bring a strong man low. And there is nowhere you can hide. Nowhere to hide. Adversity knows your address. It knows how to locate you. But what most of us don't understand is this. You cannot buy your way out of trouble. You cannot say you buy your way, you bribe trouble to leave you alone. No. That's why the Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Two angels, they were on an assignment. The first night, they stay with one very affluent couple. These couple were very, very unfriendly. They didn't know that those men were angels. In fact, they practically didn't ask them to sleep on the bed. There was a senior angel and a junior angel, two of them. At night, they saw a big hole by the wall. And the big angel covered the hole. And the junior angel complained, said, "Why are you covering that hole?" The senior one said, "Well, things are not always what you think they are." The next day in their journey, they now stayed in the house of a very poor couple. Oh, those sons were very hospitable to them. Those sons offered them their personal bed to sleep on. But by the time the angels woke up in the morning, what woke them up was the cry of those couple. The only cow they had that they were removing the milk and selling the milk small, small, died. The junior angel went to the senior angel. Said, "You see now, we are here and their cow died. And when we went to the house of rich people yesterday, you blocked the hole that was leaking in their wall. This one now, you allow their cow to die. What kind of thing is this?" The senior angel now looked at the junior angel and said, "Things are not always what you think they are. Yesterday in that house that we slept, the hole there, at the back of that hole, there is a mighty, mighty deposit of gold. Because these people are not hospitable, I blocked the hole so that they will never see it. But in this house where we stay this night, the angel of death came to kill the wife of this man. I just used the cow to replace her." So their cow died instead of the man to lose his wife. There was a man crying that there was a problem. Not knowing that his adversity was to his own advantage. Troubles are sometimes the price of progress. And if you read your Bible well, God's best soldiers are from the school of affliction. He trained them from the school of affliction. Read about the men of God in the Bible. One generalization you can make about all those men of God, that they all got into trouble and they got out. This may sound very strange to you this morning. Sometimes what a man or a woman needs to move ahead is a powerful enemy. When everybody is facing a very powerful enemy, then you get strength to move on. And I tell you something, the more colorful your destiny is, the more severe your attack will be. Can you close your eyes and raise up your hand? And say, "You fainting spirits, clear away from my life. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Declare it loud and clear. Command the fainting spirit to clear away. In Jesus' name we pray. And listen, beloved, every trouble, every adversity has a lifespan. It's not forever. And from the way men operate, people do their best when they are up against great opposition. And you cannot have victory if you run away from the battle. And so, within any problem you are facing now, there is an opportunity there. Not only that one. Within that problem itself, there is a factor there you can use to destroy the same problem. God has not created anything he cannot panabit. So when men cry and say, "I don't know what is happening to me. Why is life so unfair? Why is life so unfair?" It is evidence that your life is a challenge. It's a signal that you are a threat to some powers somewhere. And when God wants to fashion people into his own mold, trouble is part of the instruments he uses. Sometimes those troubles are God's servants. If God wants to correct things in your life, He knows what to do to fashion you into shape. I'd like you to turn to somebody. Say, every adversity is a miracle in disguise. Can you say it to the person loud and clear? Can you shout it loud and clear? Can you say it to three persons? So what we're saying is this. Life's greatest problems can become life's greatest blessing. All those stones that are thrown on our path to defeat us can be our stepping stones to victory. Great, great problems often precede great triumphs. And like I told you the other time, it's not possible to go to the promised land without passing through the wilderness. I shared this with you here before. While we were students many years ago, we invited an 80-year-old preacher to come and minister to us. An old pastor, serving the Lord for over 50 years. But this old man, we helped him to the pulpit. And he took the microphone. And he said, as those people who are here today and who want victory over all their enemies, let them shout aloud, hallelujah. The whole place went, hallelujah. Then he said, second time, say, if there is anybody here who want problems, shout hallelujah. Nobody shouted. Now I said, well, how will you get the victory when there is no battle? And it is when you have test that you now have a testimony. Testimony comes from the word test. So God's people are not without problems. But the beauty of it is that inside that problem, their God is with them. All those problems people come complain about, they are platforms on which the Lord wants to demonstrate His power. Every irritation the enemy is bringing your way, it's an invitation to elevation and promotion. When God wants to dig the well of joy, His spade that He uses is always the spade of sorrow. So that's why you need to understand that the days of adversity, they are not the days to just start crying and collapse and lock yourself inside and think that the whole of life has come to a stop. If pressure and tension and discipline are taken out of life, nobody will be useful. Nobody will be useful. If you have a school and there is nobody to say, stop making noise, you go to school, nobody takes the register, nobody comes to class to teach anybody, nobody does any examination, all the students in that school will be completely useless. So surmounting difficulty is what makes us champions and useful people. You don't become a hero for doing nothing. It was Goliath that produced a David, and Pharaoh produced a Moses. So unless you try and do something beyond what you have already mastered now, you will never grow beyond where you are. Assistance. I need assistance. I need people to assist me. Assistance and facilities does not make men. Yeah, I have no helper. I have no helper. Helper, 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 helper. Assistance and facilities don't make real men and real women. But obstacles and difficulties, that's what produces men and women. We went to a place the other time, many years back, and they served us food. And one man of God was asked to pray on the food. I've never seen that kind of prayer before. It started with Psalm 1, read it through. Psalm 2, read it through. Psalm 3, Psalm 4, Psalm 5, Psalm 6, Psalm 7, Psalm 8, Psalm 9. From memory. Because we want to eat. And the food was getting cold. But he went on reading it until he got to 21. And he said, let us pray. And I prayed. Well, nobody could complain. Basically, everybody there is supposed to be a pastor. But I asked him a question. Why do you have to read all these things? He now told me that one day, they gave him food somewhere. He forgot to pray. And he swallowed the food. And at night, He had in his tummy,
Kukuruku!
And he laid his hands on that tummy and began to pray. And for 7 nights he was praying before the thing stopped crying inside his tummy. Since that day, when there is food, there is war. He said that's how he had to land those psalms in his head. So he learned the psalms, not out of enjoyment, but because of adversity. The best boxing partner you can have is adversity. When there is trouble on the way, the person who keeps going, in spite of the trouble and the pain, will eventually win. What are the fainting spirits? Let me run through them very quickly now. Number one, discouragement. When you are discouraged, you take a lot of terrible actions. Number two is depression. You allow the enemy to push you down. Number three is heaviness. Your mind is just heavy. Four, unbelief. Chronic unbelief. Many people come to church and pray, but they are not expecting very much to happen. Instead of them to approach God with high expectation. Oh, we are going again. Oh, only God knows what will happen today. Oh, we should come with high expectation to the Lord all the time. Number five is murmuring and complaining. It's a fainting spirit. Number five is evil speaking. So, don't know. See now. What is happening now? Everybody is getting something. Nothing is happening. Evil speaking. Speaking your life down. Sometimes ago when I was abroad, we gathered 21 Christians into a Holy Ghost baptism session. And we prayed for them. 20 of them began to speak in tongues and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Only one sister there did not receive him. So when we went there to counsel her further, he said, it's always the pattern. It's always the pattern. You see now, you look at all of them speaking in tongues. Look. It's always the pattern. I didn't tell that was a good thing. She was only the one who never got anything. She was speaking herself down. She talk. Hey, Caro, this is your life. Caro, this is your life. Speaking herself down. And immediately a person begins to speak like that, the enemy will say, that's it. Yes, that's it. Seven is giving up. It's a fainting spirit. When you give up, the person gives and says, I'm no longer interested. Eight is taking the word of men as final. And so a doctor has said something. So somebody has said something. You now believe that which he has said is final. It's fainting spirit. Nine is crying diarrhea. And it's much you burst into tears. Cry. He says, stop crying, believe God. No, let me finish. Let me satisfy myself. Finish. It's a fainting spirit. Ten is evil meditation. Person sits down and now begin to think about your life. What kind of life is this? School, problem. Marriage, problem. Work, problem. What kind of thing is this? Evil meditation. 11. Blaming others for your problems. As far as you are pointing at somebody, say you caused it. Yeah, you won't get anywhere. But the day you wake up, and say, look, I must take the bull by the horn. Things begin to happen. 12. Worry and anxiety. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me also. If you are worried and you are anxious, it's a fainting spirit. 13. Going to the enemy for help. You may be surprised to know that plenty of people who go to Pentecostal churches also go to native doctors. Many still go to one Baba and say, Baba, pray for me. Lay your hands on my head. And there are plenty of agents in the house of God. Come and say, you want to sit down here? Follow me somewhere. When they mess them up thoroughly, they bring them back to us again. I said, but who asked you to go there? A woman came here to pray.
He
said somebody was sitting by her side. And said, "Madam, what's your problem?" He told this unknown person. But he said, no, come. Let me take you to a powerful place. He took the woman to one house on top of the lagoon. And there they thoroughly messed her up. By the time they brought her back, we now had to start again on her. Going to the enemy for help is like what Peter did when he was warming himself in the fire of the enemy. 14. Recourse to drugs. That is every day. Valium, paracetamol, Lexotan, Cafenol, Alabukun, and so on and so forth. Tylenol. All those drugs. Recourse to drugs. The fainting spirit. 15. Stopping your service for the Lord. Say, we are not seeing you again, my friend. Say, I've been coming to serve God, but he has not answered my prayer. So I sat at home. Fainting spirit. Why are you not in any group? Say, I will join group when my problem is solved. So you are using, you are trading with God as if you are a businessman. 16. When you begin to study and read more and more about your problem. I went to a man's house. He had a whole bookshelf on asthma. Say, why are these books here? Say, because he has asthma and he wants to read about it. 17. Resorting to carnal methods of solution. Carnal methods of solution. They say your husband has a strange woman. And you believe the solution is to break bottle and smash the head of the woman. You thought they are just, it's just one. How many heads do you want to break? The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. 18. Prayerlessness. Sick and tired of prayers. A sign of the fainting power working in life. 19 is isolation. You just avoid everybody. Go and lock yourself up somewhere. Don't want to relate with anybody again. I don't want to see any visitor. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. Everybody go away, go away, go. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. It's a fainting spirit. 20. It's suicidal tendencies. You are thinking of ending it all and killing yourself. 21. It's evil loss of appetite. Can't eat anymore. 21. You're losing your appetite because of trouble. 22. Is backsliding. Backsliding. 23. Insulting God and blaming God. You insult God, you blame God for your problem. 24. Is chronic doubt. Chronic doubt. And 25. Is misfired anger. Getting angry at everybody and losing your temper. Because that's a problem. Beloved, all these, they are the fainting spirit. When the fainting spirit is upon you, you will pray the wrong prayer. You will say the wrong things. You will think the wrong thing. You start doing the wrong things. Then you begin to see wrong things. Then you get into the spirit of defeatism. And you get into the wrong spirit. What is the Lord asking me to tell you this morning? That you should shake yourself loose from the fainting spirit. And pray your way into Isaiah chapter 40 that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This morning, we have prayers here to pray. But if you are here and the enemy has got you discouraged, depressed, and is showing you as if all roads are blocked, I stand there to tell you today that only the Almighty has the last say, and that nothing is over until God says it's over. I have not seen a situation that has arisen in any life that God has not solved before. The prayers we're going to pray this morning, they are not prayers that, well, let's hope it will start tomorrow, let's hope it will start next week. They are prayers that want instant answers. Now, the first two prayers here, listen and mark these words very carefully. Within this very week, we usher many people into greater wealth. Shout this loud and clear. Backbone of disfavor. Break! In the name of Jesus. Break the backbone of disfavor. In the name of Jesus. Break the backbone. Break the backbone of this favor. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Maraboko sopote apaka. Neribo sopande kaya boshente ya baraba. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you. Yes. It's happening already. Wonderful breakthroughs happen in so many lives and businesses. Every witchcraft lion roaring against my favor. Can you shout it loud and clear? Yes. Make it louder than that, beloved. Shout it even louder than that. In the name of Jesus, kill the lion of disfavor. Every witchcraft lion running against my favor. Damn! Masoto kaya boshende rabokanta. Continue, 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 continue. That's the power of God. 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 Marabo sokotende kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The next two prayers, and please mark my words again, is for those who are here. And there are breakthroughs you are looking at like this. And the enemy is just introducing delay, delay, delay. Say this with holy anger. Every gate of satanic delay, break. Can you say that loud and clear? Say it again loud and clear. Make it a bit louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Command the gate of satanic delay to be broken. Every gate of satanic delay. Break, 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 break. Masopokoya boshende rabakara basanda. Ribosopende katenya. Matanda rabosopole keya boshente yaba. Every gate of satanic delay, break! In Jesus' name we pray. Second one, I wanted to pray on that one. Thou power of limitation. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, deal with the power of limitation. I refuse to be limited. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This prize has so many people here. Sisters, say this after me. Say, disappeared helpers. Reappear. Can you say that loud and clear? Can you say it again loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Command them to reappear. Command them to reappear. They must reappear. In the name of Jesus. Masoribo kotende kata. In Jesus' name we pray. The power of God has started to move again. As we pray this next prayer, please don't joke with this next prayer. As we pray this prayer, cancers shall begin to dry up. A baby that has been killed in the womb shall come alive. Not only that, somebody has received an evil handshake and your body has been vibrating unnaturally. All of a sudden, the power of God will come upon you and the yoke of that evil handshake shall be broken. As we pray this prayer, whatever the enemy has planted inside anyone here, all of a sudden you will hear a sound and those terrible things shall disappear. And the powers that have been cooking somebody's eyes and intestine in witchcraft coven shall release your eyes and your ears and your intestine. As we pray this prayer, so the health of somebody that has been stolen 13 years ago shall be released. Set by fire! By thunder! I stop my stoppers. Can you say this loud and clear? Can you shout it loud and clear? Make it louder than that. Masapora kaya boshantaraba. In the name of Jesus. By fire, by thunder. I stop my stoppers. Masapora bokoya boshantaraba kaya ba. Stop the stoppers. Those that are stopping you, stop them. Mashentera bokora bosentera ba. In Jesus' name we pray. As someone here, you have been padlocked by witchcraft powers. You feel decayed inside and you're already smelling death. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. The yoke of the spirit of death is broken completely. Yes. The arrow fired into your reproductive organ has been taken out now. The one fired at the backbone has been taken out now. The one fired at one of your legs and is shorter than the others is being taken out now. Yes, that's the power of God is coming upon you. Aha, aha, aha. Something is coming out of somebody's head. It's like a serpent. It's being pulled out. Yes. The swelling on your neck is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Shout this again loud and clear. Oh God, alive! And set my feet in a large room. In the name of Jesus. Set my feet in a large room. Masopokoya boshendera bakaya ba. Ribosaponda kataya boshenta. Yes. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence, beloved. While these angels are carrying out this delicate operation in the brain of someone, in the heart of someone, in the left leg of somebody. That's right. It is not good for the daughter of Abraham to be afflicted on the Sabbath day. Yes, that's the power of God is coming upon you. Yes, something is coming out of somebody's womb. Just push it out. That's right. That's the plantation of the enemy that has been disturbing you for years. Shout this again loud and clear. Every power of vain labor. In the name of Jesus. Kill the power of vain labor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the power of vain labor. Power of vain labor. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Every power of my fathers are that is wasting my efforts. Your time is up. Die! In the name of Jesus. Masopokoya boshentera bakayaba. Mandara bokote setia. Mokaribo soponde keyaba. Meshinteribo kosotonde keyaba. Yes. 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 Aha, aha, aha. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Masotokaya boshendera baraba. Yes. Let the spirit of the living God begin to move. 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 Aha, aha, aha. Mashetera boko soponte keyaba. Ribo soponde kata. Nana kaponde sete yaboko shente yaba. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. You deafness in one or both ears, lose your hold now. You blindness in one or both eyes, lose your hold now. That evil rope tying this person to a dead relative and that is introducing infirmity into your life, I command the evil rope to be broken now. Let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken. Let me be broken. Oh, something strange is happening here. The doctor cut off one part of somebody's body. But check the place now. It has grown back into position. A new one has been placed there by the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. The issue of blood that runs and runs and runs for days. And you brought it here this morning. Go and check yourself now. It has dried up. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Power of hard labor. Assigned against my life. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make it louder than that, beloved. Down! In the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. Oh yes. You the spirit of insanity. Loose your hood. Loose your hood. You the spirit of insanity. Loose your hood. Loose your hood. That's right. The infirmity from the waters. Loose your hood. 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 Aha, 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 aha. Morabo satende kayabo. That's upon the Kayabo Shanta. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. The noises in the head of someone, the agenda is to make you mad. But right there where you are now, the noises have gone back to the center. Something is coming out of somebody's body. There's someone over there. The Lord has just done a fantastic thing for this person. Don't hide behind the crowd. Come out here so that you can have a permanent seal on that mirror. Someone is saying your picture was given to a fake prophet to walk upon. That has been working against you. This is why you find fire burning in your body. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken forever. You, the spirit of paralysis, loose your hold. You, the infirmity planted from the waters, loose your hold now in the name of Jesus. Shout this louder than anyone here, especially if you want a breakthrough. Anointing for turnaround breakthroughs. Anointing for turnaround breakthroughs. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing for turnaround breakthroughs. Come upon my life. Come upon my life. Amen. I see a woman there in the congregation. Something strange was growing in your body. That thing has just disappeared. But don't stay in your seat there. Come out here. Don't be ashamed. So that the enemy will not bring it back. Don't say, I'm shy. I don't want to tell people that kind of thing is happening to me. Find a way to the altar here so that the enemy will not bring it down. At the back there, you are dressed in white. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Mantle of divine acceleration. Can you shout that loud and clear? Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. The mantle of divine acceleration. Fall upon my life now. Mantle of divine acceleration. Fall upon my life now. In Jesus' name we pray. The next prayer, we're going to pray two hot times. Two hot times. Then before we go home, we'll pray it again. And the manifestation will start today. Oh God, arise! And confound the wicked. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Let him arise and confound the wicked. He must arise and confound the wicked. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray it again. Let the wicked be confounded. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I cover the testimony of your children here. I cover their miracle with the blood of Jesus. And I decree that affliction will not rise again. In the name of Jesus. Be barricaded by the fire of God. Place you and your miracle in the envelope of fire, where no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Now lay your right hand on your head now and decree this louder than anyone here. Please don't say, I don't think this concerns me. Every arrow fired into my head backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's raise up our two hands to the heavenly Lord and decree this again one more time before we go home. Oh God, upon the wicked. In the name of Jesus, command them to be confounded. Oh yes. Oh God, arise and confound the wicked. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There is no other God who lives and never, never dies. There is none. There is none. There is no other God who lives and never, never dies. There is no other God who never. Hallelujah. Never, never dies. There is none. There is none. There is none. The God who lives and never, never dies. There is no one. Shout hallelujah. Let us share the grace in fellowship.